Good day to you. I'm glad you're able to join me this week for our second look at a reading from this last Sunday's worship. And this last Sunday, our theme was dealt with definitions uncovered and that things really don't work in the kingdom of God as believers, right? They don't work as the world works. And our second lesson from Sunday was from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, where Paul talks about his thorn in the flesh. We don't know what that thorn is. It could have been a sickness. Many think it was a sickness of some sort. It could have been maybe somebody that just wasn't working very well with him. It could have been anything. But it was this thorn in the flesh. It was a messenger of Satan, he says, to torment him. And he pleads with the Lord three times, "Take it away from me, take it away from me, take it away from me." Paul didn't want that anymore. And Jesus' answer is a very familiar verse, I would think, to many of us. Verse 9, "And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, because my power is made perfect in weakness.'" The sufficiency of God's grace. It's all Paul need. But I want to spend more time today focusing on the last sentence of that reading. Chapter 12, verse 10. He says, "That is why I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong." Whenever I am weak, then I am strong. The world, naturally, we think as well that strength comes in how much what you can do. It comes in how can you accomplish this? How can this person do that? Strength, I mean, no one likes to present an idea of appearance of weakness. They want to look strong. They want to be strong because that's strength. You do everything for yourself. And yet Paul says when he was weak, then he's strong. Weakness is not, or strength is not, in what we can do. Strength is realizing what we can't do and how much we need the all-sufficient, the grace of God in Christ Jesus, which gives us everything. Grace, if we're relying on grace, we are saying of ourselves, we can't do it. We are sinful. We can't help ourselves. We can't live in this world without God and His grace and His mercy and love. We cannot do that. And so what the lesson is, we are truly strong when we realize how much we need the grace of Jesus. That we need Him every single day. And that's all we need is His grace. And so when we think in this world about being strong, may we always recognize first that we are weak. And then come trusting in Jesus as our Savior, our strength every single day. Put our confidence in Him, and He alone makes us strong. And then we are strong. Strong in the Lord. We are strong in faith, strong with His presence with us every single day. We pray. Lord Jesus, Your grace is sufficient for us. When we are weak, when we realize how helpless we are, how much we need You, that is when we are strong and we rely only on You. That is how we know that we are strong, only because You make us strong. Strong in faith, strong in trust in You as our Lord and Savior. Amen. May God be with you and have a blessed rest of your week.